Members of Progressive Democrats of America, a national group headquartered in Northampton, Massachusetts, that promotes liberal causes, gathered Wednesday outside the Springfield office of Congressman Neal. Just as they've done during the noon hour on every third Wednesday of the month for the last 21 months, this day, with only a handful of activists available, the gathering was a victory celebration.
Well, it's an ongoing victory celebration. You can never stop the progressive movement. It's always about pushing that stone up the hill. But today's a very important day. For many of us, it's a very reflective day.
Tim Carpenter, National Director of Progressive Democrats of America, explained that after nearly 2 years of demonstrations, leafleting and petitioning, and then finally a face-to-face meeting between the congressman and several activists 2 weeks ago, Neal agreed to co-sign five pieces of progressive legislation.
It was a slam dunk. As they say in baseball terms, it was a grand slam.
The bills endorsed by Progressive Democrats of America would establish universal health care coverage through several existing government programs, fund job training for the unemployed, create an emergency jobs program, and end funding for the war in Afghanistan. They said Neal has also agreed to support a constitutional amendment to thwart the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision that said corporations have the same rights as people, at least when it comes to political speech.
One of the more frustrating things with Richie Neal has been oftentimes that he will end up voting correctly in the end, but he's not out front leading. And today's is a victory in that we have him to co-sponsor these bills and now to get out and lead. We're realistic. We understand we're not going to pass this legislation, this legislative session. But what we are going to succeed to do is continue to build support for these. And then when Congress comes back under the new Obama administration and a majority of Democrats are in Congress, we can begin pass this legislation. That's that first step.
While the grassroots lobbyists can claim some credit, Carpenter acknowledges other factors no doubt weighed on Neal.
We also know that he's being redistricted into an area he's never run before. And I think one of the most important things is he has primary challenges. He's being challenged from the left, and that's been the premise of Progressive Democrats of America from the beginning. We've got to push these members of Congress not only out in the streets like we are now, finding support wherever we can, but also at the election, at the ballot box. And there's two people now that are running against him. So I think it's a combination of those three things.
Leo Maley, an organizer with the Massachusetts Nurses Association, was one of the activists who met with Neal to persuade him to support their causes.
This is why you have elections. You have elections so that elected officials and challengers and anyone running for office can engage with the public. So I don't think it's pandering. I think it's, engaging in the kind of dialogue that elections are intended to create.
A spokesman for Congressman Neal did not respond to an emailed request for comment. Neal's two Democratic challengers, Andy Nuciforo and Bill Shine, have both accused the incumbent of being too conservative. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.